This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. One of the things I think talk radio does, I think talk radio is a good offset for mainstream media, because the legacy media that's out there today is primarily rubbish. They're telling you a whole bunch of lies. They're not telling you any facts at all, and they're actually, you know, and you should expect that. Bias is just out there. It just happens. Except my bias is more towards your freedom, and then, you know, that's up to you to abuse or use as you will. Joining me now is somebody that feels the same way, and they are one of the few outfits in the United States that actually watches the media research, or the media, and tries to point out, well, hey, you guys are this and that. Anyway, but joining me now is Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. Good evening, sir.
And thank you for being diligent today so we can pull this off. I'm really, you know, I love being on with you, so this is great.
Yeah, I tried to. He actually did call me, though, Dan, that young fella. He did call me.
See, good. Hey, just that what happens when you're filling in for somebody on vacay. Everybody can relate to that. You end up doing your job and somebody else's job, and you're like a one-armed paper hanger.
Yeah, I needed Dan today, and I knew I needed Dan today. Let's start with the Democratic National Committee virtual convention that's going on right now. It is a bigger gaffe fest than I expected it to be. And, I mean, I've seen a bunch of people saying, hey, you know the way they signed off, that's when Donald Trump won the 2020 election. Have you watched any of that stuff?
Yeah, we watched it. You don't have to. And I, on one level, first and foremost, I want to say I kind of feel sorry for them, and I'll probably say the same thing about the GOP next week. Conventions draw an energy from people. I mean, if you watch any sports, since we're now forbidden to having fans from sports, you know, I mean, I'm a Baltimore Oriole fan. And the Orioles had Austin Hayes, a center fielder, had an inside-the-park home run, which in baseball is one of the most fantastic plays ever. And you watch it, and it's like watching paint dry, because there's no fans cheering and nobody freaking out. There's just nothing. And, you know, so home runs go into empty stands, and that's exactly what happened last night. I mean, it was abysmal. By and large, it started, as a matter of fact, I'll give Mark Hemingway credit here, because I hate to steal really good material.
Okay.
His comment was, it was like a PBS pledge drive. And I mean, I couldn't say it better. I really want to say it better. That's, you know, for the win, man. Okay, yes, the PBS pledge, because it sounded exactly like it. If you've ever watched a PBS pledge drive, then, you know, they're really awful. They're the worst of television, because they stopped in the 1970s, and they didn't change. So the whole format, you've got somebody who's sort of famous, Eva Longoria, sort of famous. She was in Desperate Housewives years ago, you know, but she's sort of famous. So she's sort of famous actress, and she's got that breathy NPR voice. Oh, and, you know, quiet and, you know, not enthusiastic and just sort of trying to sound serious. And she'll interview a couple people, and all the people are talking from the home just like they would on a PBS pledge drive. So they got the video quality of, like, you know, your cell phone. And then periodically they have musical interludes with a little, you know, with a band that somebody heard. Or, now it's time for Bruce Springsteen, you know, the quick little Bruce Springsteen clip, because Bruce Springsteen's given us infinite use of those, so you're going to hear Come On Up to the Horizon 72 times tonight, you know? And so they work their way through, and then you get to, I guess you could probably say it's the televangelist moment. And that is, of course, Michelle Obama. And the televangelist moment was special because she would talk in a whisper. Oh, and she's so sincere. You could tell she was wildly coached, overcoached, because, you know, she's a naturally intelligent woman, knows how to speak. But when people take you out of your zone and take you into the zone they think is what you're supposed to do, you never deliver it well. You know, you don't. Nobody believes you. You don't sound believable. You sound super serious. And that's what, oh, you know, super serious. You know, when they go low, you know, we've got to go high. And we've got to go higher. She could have been on freaking top of Mount Everest, and she couldn't have gone high. The whole thing was just slam, 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 slam. Not anything about what Trump is able to do. It's like he's incapable of doing the job. Well, actually, the way she defined the job, you know who's incapable of doing the job of the presidency? Her husband.
Oh.
Because, you know, she goes off on this whole thing about, like, oh, he's got to be a uniter. When was her husband a uniter? I tweeted out, says, you know, sorry, I'm clinging to my God and my guns.
Didn't she pre-record that about 3 weeks ago, too?
Of course, because then she doesn't even mention, you know, she, to show how much she cared, she didn't bother to re-record it to mention Kamala Harris. Now, think about that for a second. This is the first woman of color nominated as a vice president for a major party ticket. The wife of the first president who's an individual of color, who you thought so much of that you give her the premier spot the first night of the convention. And she doesn't even bother to re-record to, like, you know, give her an attaboy, you know, hey, sister, as we heard that last night, too. No obvious throwing her little support, nothing. So you end up with this generic, oh, Trump's bad, I feel so bad. You know, I mean, talk about, you know, keep it in baseball form, talk about the night of strikeouts. I mean, Donald Trump was in there pitching, and he wasn't even doing anything. He's just whiffing them like, you know, Tom Seaver, Jim Palmer, and, you know, Nolan Ryan, just boom, 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 K after K, because the K's were flying, the OK's weren't. There was nothing OK about that. And the people in the press, it was like they watched a totally separate convention. They were still watching the Obama convention. I mean, they were in 2008 mode. So, you know, 2008, oh, it was so exquisite. So they're out there. CNN, after this, raved so much. You're going to hear the number one criticism they had of the convention.
Sure.
Number one criticism was their fear that Michelle Obama was so outlandishly wonderful, she would outshine Joe Biden. That was the number one criticism.
Couldn't a tree stump outshine Joe Biden, though?
Well, I mean, right now, certainly, I've got an empty fire extinguisher sitting on my
a spent fire extinguisher. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
yeah, and that probably could outshine Joe Biden at this point. Look, I feel bad. Joe Biden served. No matter, forget his politics for a second. You know what the press doesn't want to admit, because they have to admit to you that he's, you know, in his dotage at this point. You know, Joe Biden served the country. Served the country for decades. And now he's being dragged through this muck by his wife and his handlers,
right,
who are desperate to defeat Donald Trump. And he's being humiliated in the process.
Let me get you to hold up right there. I want to tell everybody how to find Media Research Center and the stuff that you do and all the things that you put out.
Well, first of all, if you're interested in getting involved or supporting us, we are a nonprofit. That's mrc.org. If you just want to read all the cool stuff we write, that's newsbusters.org. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Gaynor, DanGainor. And, of course, I write regularly for Fox, and I'll be writing something about the convention somewhere during this week for Fox Opinion. That's probably enough for most people to absorb.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Gaynor. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're joined this evening by Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. Let me ask you a question as far as the media and COVID-19. I see all these people out there doing, like I saw an interview where they were saying, excuse me, pediatricians, do you care if your children go back to school? And all the pediatricians said, yes, I can't wait for them to go back to school. I'm so looking forward to that. Because children are just about, in most cases, that COVID-19 is not a big deal for them. They're not 100% immune, and you know, but it's virus. no way to hide from the virus. And other doctors have gotten out there and said, you know, we're killing people. We've got studies out there saying that 25% of the children that are 18 to 24 years old have contemplated killing themselves. And yet, we just can't get away from this. I mean, they're making us wear masks, so we're reminded that there's COVID-19 out and everything else. And we're reminded every day how many people have died from it. How much is the media, is this whole COVID-19 thing a media propaganda operation here?
I mean, look, I was friends with Herman Cain. Herman died from the virus. I've had three family members get it. And, you know, in a certain populations, it's hellaciously awful.
Yeah.
But we also know, and you correctly point, that the problem for a lot of people, particularly kids, is worse. That, you know, that what we're doing, we are screwing up a whole generation. I mean, the kids who live through this virus, a lot of them are going to be damaged by it. It cuts back on their ability to interact with other kids, so they get immune to other diseases and such. That's how kids do it. I mean, everybody as a parent knows this. And I am not a parent, but I had many people who were working with me. And they come in, and every few days, they're sick from something else. Because when their kids are a certain age, they're hanging out with kids their own age, and they're picking up viruses and getting sick with everything.
Sure.
And that's how they build up immunity. But there's also how they build social skills and how they not get depressed and how they learn and how they grow to be decent human beings. And yes, when you lock people, I mean, I'm a bit of a weirdo. You can lock me up in the home and give me some work to do, and I'll figure out. I got books. I can go walk in my neighborhood. I'm fine. But for a lot of people, that's not enough. They want more human interaction because that's normal. So we've taken away sports now to a point where sports, you know, people aren't watching them. They're not enjoyable. We've taken away, you can't go to restaurants in a lot of places. You can't go out to, you know, out to eat. So, you know, if you're in a good relationship, you got good family, you got, you know, maybe this isn't so bad, but for a lot of people, if you're on your own, or you know, maybe things are rocky at home, or you're, you know, a teenager or early 20s when you're trying to figure out your life, and you're just, your whole life's been put on hold.
Yeah.
And you hire people, and you know, you can't get jobs. Oh, okay. Well, I just graduated college, like many of them did. How do you get a job? Nobody's hiring. So you know. I mean, it's a very difficult time. And so I think maybe the best way to look at this is it's not cookie cutter. Yeah, I mean, yes, people have died. Certainly a fair number of people have died. I mean, there's just no denying that. Many of them had other complications. My own father had the virus. He lived through it, even though he had enough comorbidities to, you know, to choke a yak. But a lot of people hit the facility my father was in didn't. And so I mean, I have a pretty like neutral view on it. It's an awful thing, but we can't live our lives locked down forever. That is, I mean, very clearly it's the media strategy.
Right.
We must do what Fauci says when he agrees with the press. But Fauci came out the other day and said, oh, it's okay if we all go and vote.
Vote.
And do you see that anywhere? Do you see the press saying, well, okay, you know, it's okay if you line up the vote? Oh, no. That's nowhere. And they continue this absolutely insane crap about the Postal Service. That, I mean, it is, you know, worse than the worst, you know, craziest QAnon conspiracy. I mean, they're the ones who are like, QAnon must be banned. By the way, the Postal Service is, you know, huh? I just can't. I mean, it's performance art. It has nothing to do with reality. It's the latest version of the Russia collusion conspiracy. And here we are. Oh, somebody, the Postal Service, they're taking away post office or postal boxes. Yeah, they are. You know who agreed to that? Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I'm floored by it. So I mean, this is. You know, this is all so ridiculous. If Fauci, Fauci's almost like the virus himself. whatever he says that the media agree with, Oh, that's important. And whenever, you know, so the virus only affects people who go and do things the media don't like. The virus will kill you if you dare go to church. But if you go out to a Black Lives Matter protest or go to a Portland riot, oh, you're fine.
Well, listen, as far as that goes, how much feedback do you get on that going, isn't that ridiculous, that whole little line where, well, of course, you can go and protest and make your voice heard, masks, you know, optional, social distancing, okay, do your best. And then, you know, and listen, I'll tell you why I think this is still a big thing. I think it's still a big thing because the Democrats want mail-in voting.
I'll tell you what, I mean, look, it's a big thing because people are still dying. I mean, that's a reality. But the reason why it's still a big thing, the Democrats have now terrified their voters.
Yeah.
And the press has helped them. This is, you know, they have so terrified a segment of the American public that they're afraid to go vote. I saw I think it was Axios yesterday or today, saw the polling, you know, that literally Democrats are now the ones terrified. They're afraid that if they don't get nationwide mail-in voting, their voters aren't going to go vote. And, you know, you merge that with two other realities. The one is education. The same thing that the media and the left have done is they've shut down the schools. Well, now they're freaking out that people are daring to educate their kids in pods. You know, they're hiring teachers and educating home to the point the Denver School Board, I love this, Denver School Board sent a letter to his family saying, oh, please don't educate your kids. We don't want your kids to be more advanced than the kids that we're not allowing to learn.
I did see that. Yeah. I did see that.
So,
I tell you what. We're coming up on the break. We can finish this on the other side because I got some of the stuff. We're also going to lump into all this stuff. Tell everybody how to find MRC.
MRC, if you want to sign up for petitions or give us some cash, go to MRC.org, newsbusters.org. If you just want to be amused at how bad the media are, you can find what I write on Fox News Opinion. And if you want full frontal combat for Twitter, at Dan Gaynor, DanGainor.
Full frontal combat. I'm going to have to use that later on. Thank you. We'll be right back talking to Dan Gaynor from Media Research Center. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will not carry out some operational and organizational changes, such as removing mail processing equipment or collection boxes, until the end of the November election. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says that's not enough.
It is going to be filed. Look, these are positive steps. I'm happy to hear what DeJoy has said today. But honestly, they're just words on a paper. We need binding commitments that they will not make further changes and that they will undo the damage that they've done.
The Democratic AG speaking there on Fox News, and half as many Americans are watching the Democratic National Convention compared to 4 years ago. About 5.8 million tuned in last night to ABC, CBS, or NBC. 11.6 million watched 4 years ago. This is USA Radio News. A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"It's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front."
Up to 300 Pizza Hut restaurants will be closed, most of them dine-in locations not well suited for carryout and delivery when millions of people are sheltering and eating at home. Franchisee NPC International announced on Monday in documents filed in bankruptcy court that it had agreed with Pizza Hut to close hundreds of locations. There are currently 7,000 Pizza Hut restaurants in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. Let's segue a little bit into the whole, right now in the blue cities, which have always been the bastions of crime, with the cities that haven't had Republicans in charge for who knows how long now, 100 years or so, they've once again gone into the same old chorus of it's about the guns, and it's because there's no federal gun control like ours. In this era, with the way Antifa and Black Lives Matter is going, these same people are that we're talking about, some of these have started arming up on the protesters' side. So how is that working out for the gun-grabbing media out there, who's also in line with that? That's another one of their little things.
Well, the media, look, it's one of the many articles of media faith is they hate guns. You know, and they hate guns because they generally live in a bubble. When you're an important media person, not your typical reporter, but if you're a network anchor, you're getting limo drives, you know, around. You've got anybody in the major news organizations, if you're working in the office, you got security guards, you know, you're going home to suburbia or real nice urbia, you're not living in the bad neighborhoods, you know, you can expect police response relatively fast most of the time. So, yeah, your life is good. Doesn't mean it's everybody else. But so you live in this, oh, guns are bad bubble. Like, you can take away guns. Even when the press does the estimate, I'm 100% certain this estimate is wrong. They say something like 300 to 350 million guns in America. Like, come on. Yeah, that's, I think, based entirely on Nick's, you know, numbers from 98 on. And, okay, I know personally people who have guns that are 50 years older than that, that they still take out shooting. I mean, you know, guns are not like milk. They don't go bad, folks. So the press has got this fantasy that they could just take away the guns. I mean, we saw it in 2016. It's the Hillary Clinton fantasy, too. We're just like Australia. We can just take away guns. Who's going to do that? Who's going to show up at my door or your door and take away your gun? Not going to happen. You know?
Now that we're defunding the police, yeah, who?
Oh, yeah. So, that, I mean, simultaneously, you are reading my mind, man. Simultaneously, they're pushing to defund police. They're like, okay, so we're going to get rid of police. We're going to have social workers show up at your home and say you got to give up guns. Come on. Nevertheless, what you'll have is you end up with this very patchwork quilt. If you read news all the time as part of my job, you have to piece the pieces together. So in Minneapolis or Minnesota, where we had all sorts of crime and, you know, the rioting and stuff, the local people, including minority groups, formed militias. Think about that for a second. The police response was so bad because of the rioting. Local people had to arm up and form their own little militias to protect their neighborhood. Now, any other time, you'd see stories about all these crazy right-wingers with guns, except when NPR did the story, it was, you know, Hispanic locals arming themselves to protect themselves from crime. So, of course, it ends up being complimentary. And then you compare that to the McCluskeys. And, oh, if you were watching the Internet last night, you also saw Twitter, you saw the complete liberal freakout that the McCluskeys are going to speak at the GOP convention. Oh, my gosh. You know, diehard Democrat funders are going to speak at the Republican convention because they've seen the light. And they, how do they see the light? Well, they live on a private street that's gated and got little, you know, the protesting scum broke into the neighborhood, threatened them, broke down the gate. And then when they dared, you know, arm themselves, but by the way, only one actual gun, the one gun wouldn't fire. And then the prosecuting attorney, you know, prosecutors actually manipulated the gun to make sure it worked. You know, when you see this, and you realize this could be you. You know, everything changes. So we've got this news media that continues to push simultaneously that guns are bad, but creeping in are these stories of traffic stops where you look like Indianapolis, where you see two of those lefty rioting scum armed with pistols stopping vehicles.
Right.
You know, and you saw what happened in Austin. Notice how Austin dropped out of the news?
They didn't charge that military service member with anything because he was, you know,
defending himself.
Yeah.
And they apparently didn't charge the other guy who was shooting at the car. So, I mean, I think they just, right now, at least, it's just no harm, no foul, except for, of course, the guy who got killed. And notice what else. What have the media been referring to these AR-15s? Suddenly, they're no longer assault rifles. You notice this? Because liberals are now carrying them. They're just showing up at events. They showed up in Austin. Other guys got an AR-15. Well, we can't call it an assault rifle because then it looks bad. Can't say the Antifa protesters are arming themselves with assault rifles because that looks scary. Can't say Black Revolutionary Movement, I can't think of the name, but the ones who were showing up from Stone Mountain and elsewhere, who were marching
in
down
fact.
The street.
In fact, know, yeah.
Yeah. 200 strong carrying AR-15s. You can't say that they're carrying assault rifles because then you're accused of being racist. Well, then you got to look at the other crowd. You see that the sort of multi-hued people in camouflage who are pro rights and you're protesting on the other side, and they're carrying AR-15s too. Well, they can't be assault rifles either. Then this is magically the whole protest movement has erased the concept of assault rifles out of the news media.
Right. I had not done the math on that one yet. I have been paying attention to it, and I've been seeing that, but I haven't, you know, I don't follow the media as tightly as you do, just simply because...
You're saying.
Yeah. So I don't do that, but I had not noticed that. But that is a lovely realization to make, and I'm glad you put it out here. Do you think now Antifa doesn't like the media either? When the media shows up, no matter who it is, I mean, with very few exceptions, they're all leftists. If the media shows up, they'll chase them down and kick their butt if it comes to it. And
well, you know why that is?
Why?
And it has nothing to do with, I mean, they might agree with them politically.
Right.
But they're terrified of getting exactly what happened in Portland. They're terrified when they do terrorist acts. And I mean, let's face it, Antifa is a terrorist organization. It's a Marxist terrorist organization that wants to take down the United States, Western civilization, everything involved. It's been that way for decades. It was that way when it cropped up in Occupy Wall Street. It's that way when it's revolutionary in France and throughout Europe. So when they beat the hell out of somebody and put him in the hospital, knock him unconscious and beat him up, they don't want cameras around. They're totally afraid.
Okay.
This is why they've targeted Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo is one of the bravest reporters in America, and the major press hate him. Because he goes out there and gets the news, and then, you know, when it's really big stuff like that attack, he goes out there and gets that, and a couple other, Daily Caller got a couple really brave people.
Tell you what, hang on to this, because I want to finish this on the other side. We'll definitely pick this up. Tell everybody how to find MRC and all the other stuff that comes with it.
Well, if you want to support us, either get involved in signing petitions or actually give us money because we're a nonprofit, go to mrc.org. If you want to just read our cool stuff, go to newsbusters.org. We can hack on the media because that's what we like to do. You can find what I write on Fox News Opinion. I'll be writing something about the convention this week. And, of course, find me on Twitter, Full Contact. Good. No holds barred, at Dan Gaynor, DanGainor.
Good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the to Dan Gaynor, the perpetrator of the full frontal attack on the fake stream legacy media. I just like that whole phrase. I do. From the Media Research Center. Let's talk a little bit about the pollsters, because apparently the pollsters still think that if they put something on paper and then the newspaper publishes it, or a website publishes it, or the news media publishes it, that we're just going to go, oh God, what's the use?
Well, the problem the pollsters are doing is very interesting. One, I've heard now indirectly from a couple of different pollsters, friends who know pollsters, and they all know that the polls are not correct now. They know the conservatives and Republicans, the two ain't always the same, they know the conservatives and Republicans are not answering polls correct. In fact, independents might not be either now. Because if you answer a poll and you tell a pollster, somebody calls you on the phone and says, hey, Dan Gaynor, who are you voting for? And if you give them the wrong answer, how do you know they're a pollster? How do you know, if you're a businessman, how do you know it's not one of your competitors just out to get you and get protesters up at your business? How do you know, is it legitimate at all? Or it's not just some, you know, trap. So people aren't answering. In fact, and then some of them like messing with the pollsters, and they'll answer the opposite. No radio host told down in Houston, he told me his wife loves to pretend that she's voted for Biden. The pollsters eat it up. So there's that problem. But also the polls, the reason why the media keep hitting you with national polls in an election that's never national. In other words, remember, the election happens locally. It happens in every state in the country. So California could vote, every single person in California could vote for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden could easily lose. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
The numbers don't matter, but the media keep hitting you with those national polls because they're intended to suppress the vote. That's what they're doing. The whole goal is, can you suppress conservative support for Trump? Can you suppress it? And it's twofold. It's, can you get people to not vote, and can you get people to not donate? But here's the problem with it. And we saw, and Michelle Obama talked about it some, and the press has not followed up on it, but that's what she talked about last night. She said, oh, they got to win by as much as humanly possible. Because, you know, what she's afraid of is that people are going to get cocky. And, oh, they saw the polls. The polls said they're going to win. And then you'll end up with another Wisconsin. End up another place where Biden, you know, couldn't totter over there and go and campaign. So, oh, his people didn't turn out and they lose. So they're trying to get them. But so what might happen here is, in their attempt to depress Republicans and conservatives from voting for Trump and independents from voting for Trump, they may blow up the polls enough that they discourage Democrats from voting for Biden.
Well, the thing about this is that I don't know how many more times they think they can actually get away with that. Because, I mean, 2016, I'm not a pollster, but all I did was just look at the events that Hillary Clinton was going to, and I looked at the events that Donald Trump was running. And at Donald Trump, it was standing room only. Hillary Clinton went to some event that was in a tent, and then they had another tent inside that, and there was like 30,000, Democrats in the main tent, and then she went in there to do her thing, and it was ostensibly for her, and like three dozen of them went in there to see her. Nobody liked Hillary. Joe's just going to get out there and forget where he's at, and nobody likes, I like what he calls her though, Kamala. Nobody likes Kamala. They've got all kinds of built-in problems as far as I can see, and the polls are out there, they just look ludicrous to me.
Well, it's interesting. Genuinely, this is the most random election. You could come up with any result, and I don't think people would be too surprised by it. If Trump won big, you'd say, oh, people got angry because of the media bias, and the left, of course, would say it was fixed, but a lot of it is parents angry, they can't send their kids to school, and, you know, angry about the lockdown and Fauci and all sorts of stuff. And if it goes the other way, the media would just say, oh, it was righteous angry at evil Trump. And, what's more likely, though, is we have a pretty 50-50 country. So maybe right. It lands somewhere in the middle, and then it's going to be the biggest mess we've ever seen. All right, any biggest election mess any of us ever seen, and it gets fought in court, maybe fought in the streets, and that depresses and scares me. But the press, and I mean, the press doesn't want to talk about that too much, except when they were to pretend it's the right that's the scary. Did you see the John Podesta war game of the election?
I did see that. Yeah.
This is, I mean, for people who don't know this, John Podesta and a bunch of prominent liberal Democrats got together with a bunch of never-Trump Republicans. And Podesta played, one side, and never-Trump Republicans played Trump. And they tried to game out what would happen. And the one scenario where things really went off the deep end into crazy land was where John Podesta, former Clintonite and all, was playing Biden. And where the couple governors sent phony electors to D.C. And when they wouldn't seat Biden, when they said, if you don't seat Biden, we're going to secede. And they said three Western states, California, Oregon, and Washington would secede. Now, this wasn't the Republicans saying this. This was prominent Democrats in their war game. But the news media barely mentioned that.
Did you see the part where they wanted to do like a little extortion? Okay, we'll let Trump be president as long as you make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. You see that part of it? Yeah.
Yeah, and look, the left has, they've already said what they're going to do. You know, the press talked, we'll try to make this all about Trump, and Trump's trying to make it all about the left. And the left has already said what they're doing. You saw last night John Kasich come out and say, oh, Joe Biden's not really this radical lefty. And he's followed immediately by Bernie Sanders, who was the only person last night talking about policy. And immediately said, oh, yeah, Joe Biden's going to do all these crazy socialist things I want done. And followed Kasich directly and said, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. This is why I'm backing Joe Biden. So, the press is trying to say that Joe Biden, they're basically trying to pull off the Weekend at Bernie's presidency. trying to literally carry Biden across the finish line, and then Biden hands it off to Kamala Harris and the handlers.
I don't know if he would do that. I'm almost of the belief that they would have to 25th Amendment him to get it away from him.
I mean, look,
because he's run for that. This is not the first time he's run for president. I mean, he's
oh heck no.
Yeah, this is not the first time he's done that. So I don't think he's just going to give it up, because I think he genuinely believes what Jill and everybody else is telling him. But at the same time, I saw that he got in trouble about some of the things he said about police and other things too. So. I mean, he's got all kinds of problems just on the Democrat side. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, the Antifa want her to go. They want everybody, you know. So, you know, anyway. We're about to run out of time, and I don't want us to steamroll into any of this. Suffice to say, the Democrats are the salmon, and they're swimming up the stream where the grizzlies are, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't quite put it that way. But I mean, what's happened is the media are picking them up and carrying them. Literally, you know, like one of those, over where they're trying to carry them over a dam. They're literally putting them in a net, you know, putting them on their backs and carrying them across the dam, putting them back in the river. And that's, I mean, we did a number. Trump's gotten, or Biden's got 150 times better coverage than Trump.
Sure.
150 times better.
Sure.
This is bias at a level that wasn't seen in Stalin's Soviet Union.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, Mitch McConnell, who I haven't seen, and he's outraising the entire Democratic Senate committee trying to raise money. They've even got Stacey Abrams out there stumping for money. But
YouTube all the time. I get a bunch of YouTube video. There's Stacey Abrams, you know, saying that she's governor of Georgia and sent money to the Senate.
Thank you for joining me this evening, Dan. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Roger that. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Tomorrow I got you a couple of surprise. I got you a surprise tomorrow. So this has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.